Track 30. Unit 7. Listening. Part 3. Multiple choice.
In search of a more youthful appearance, many people nowadays are turning to Botox, the botulism toxin which is purified and used in small doses to remove unwanted wrinkles. With me is Dr. Duncan Evans, who regularly turns up at parties to inject the guests with the toxin, and Linny Highfield, one of Dr. Evans' patients and a regular Botox partygoer. Dr. Evans, perhaps I should begin by asking why this treatment takes place at parties and not in a surgery.
That's very simple, really. It's easier and more convenient for people to go to a social gathering at a friend's house than to give up their valuable time getting into central London. When I first started out in this business, I'd often be asked to go to the homes of the rich and famous, the type of people who didn't want to get caught by the press going into a clinic. Now, though, it's mainly people who've simply got too much going on in their lives to justify making the journey in.
Is that your case, Linny?
Yes, it is. Plus, of course, we have a good time. I've been to several parties in the last couple of years, and you tend to meet up with the same people. That's largely because the benefits of the injection tend to wear off after 3 or 4 months, so we all keep going back for more.
Is it painful?
Nowhere near as painful as having your legs waxed, I can tell you. Just a slight discomfort as the needle goes in, that's all. And there are no serious side effects, or so Dr. Evans tells us, just some minor bruising, and an outside chance of getting some flu-y cold-like symptoms.
So, Dr. Evans, how does it work? Why would anyone want to have a poison injected into their body?
Well, yes, poison it most certainly is, and a deadly one at that. But injected in small quantities into the forehead, it does nothing more than paralyse the muscles that cause frown lines and wrinkles. Different people use it for different reasons. To make them feel better, to look younger, to enable them to get work on television, whatever. Of course, I need to set a good example if I want to convince people of the benefits of the treatment, so I regularly hand over the needle to my wife, who does it for me. She's a qualified nurse, so I have every confidence in her.
Does it work for you?
Well, I make a living, if that's what you mean, but perhaps I should have started younger. As you can see, I've still got one or two faint lines there.
And how about you, Linny? Why do you have the injections?
For me, it's a way of growing old gracefully. I mean, we all use moisturiser, we all take care of ourselves. I think it's just an extension of that. Many people might balk at the price, but I think it's fairly affordable. It's certainly worth doing anyway. I look upon it now as normal maintenance, something that needs doing on a regular basis. I also like doing meditation as well. I want to feel beautiful on the inside as well as on the outside.
And have other people noticed the effects?
Yes, they have. And they've grown used to my new look now, of course. But when I first went for treatment, they didn't say, "Oh, you do look younger," which is, of course, why I had it done. It was more of a, "You look less stressed," or, "You don't look so depressed." Before the treatment, you see, I had these terrible hereditary lines, a kind of constant frown, which made it look as though I was permanently unhappy. I was always saying, "I'm fine, really, it's just the way I look." Now I don't have to make excuses for my appearance anymore.
You must be very proud of your work, Dr. Evans, knowing the effect it can have on people's lives. And it's fun too, I imagine.
It's certainly a wonderful feeling seeing people grow in confidence and self-esteem. I'm not a great one for being charming and chatty when I'm working, though. That would just be too draining. Dealing with 20-odd patients in one evening is not normal by any stretch of the imagination, and it takes a lot out of you. But no one seems to notice that. I'm obviously so fresh-faced and young-looking.
Now, it's funny you should mention that, because I've been dying to ask you about your age.